The Supreme Court has announced they'll hear arguments on two issues around same-sex marriage on April 28th. Do same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry? And are states required to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states? Meanwhile, the Michigan House plans to vote on bills that would allow faith-based adoption agencies that take state money to continue to reject same-sex couples as potential adoptive parents. Susan, explain how these bills would work.
Well, basically, this is the religious exemption legislation that the legislature was debating last term, but specialized for the adoption industry. And it would give agencies an out if they do not want to allow adoptions for LGBT couples.
Ken, what do these bills tell us about what Republicans think about the Supreme Court case and the likely outcome there?
Well, I think it's important to point out these bills don't change anything. This is current practice. Faith-based adoption and foster care agencies are currently allowed to decline to provide services in situations that violate their religious beliefs. And in some cases, it is same-sex couples, but in other cases, it's actually heterosexual couples that are not married. And as I mentioned, this would simply codify current practice. I think it indicates that there's a fear that at some day they would be required to provide services in a way that violate their religious beliefs. I think they do have an eye on this Supreme Court decision, but it's not directly related to that.
But it does, I think, for many people's views, seem to be somewhat related. And at a time when you have the business community calling for LGBT civil rights protections, we know that didn't happen. Then there's this legislation that, for some people, it seems to be a preemptive workaround the potential Supreme Court ruling. Is this sending a message about Michigan?
Yes, I think there is a fear that one day these faith-based organizations are fearing that one day they could be forced to make child placements that go against their religious beliefs, and that's why they want to get this codified. I think they do see that culture is going in a direction that they don't necessarily agree with, and they want to continue to provide these services. As Susan has pointed out, one of the challenges in Michigan today, as most states, is there really aren't enough of these providers and not enough couples that are willing to do this. And if you force some of these religious-based organizations to do something like this, many of them will actually probably get out of that practice and out of providing those services.
Susan, your thoughts. Does Michigan send a message by passing this kind of legislation?
I don't see this as a reaction to the Supreme Court cases on same-sex marriage. I see this as a reaction to the push to add the LGBT community to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, which prevents discrimination in a number of areas. And so I think that the writing is on the wall that at some point the LGBT community will be added. It very well could be a ballot measure in 2016. And I think that, you know, as Ken was saying, there are a lot of religious foster care and adoption agencies that have particular concerns. And, you know, there is a push to make sure that they are preserved in the new upcoming reality.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.